the Boulder City Podcast. I'm Roger Gross, the host of the podcast, and today we're doing another in our series of podcasts with candidates for the City Council of Boulder City. We're doing this in cooperation with Boulder City Social, and in light of the lack of public forums during the pandemic, we hope these podcasts will help guide Boulder City voters to decide who to vote for in the upcoming April 6th election and maybe a subsequent runoff as well. Today we're sitting down with Christian Clinton. Congratulations on registering to run for City Council. I think it's an exciting thing to see younger people getting involved in politics here in Boulder City.
Thank you. It's going to be an interesting race.
Yeah, no question. 13 people in the race, so I think you need to get your message out pretty clearly. So thanks for coming in and sitting down for this.
Thank you.
So let's start with a little bit of your background and why do you think it qualifies you to be a member of City Council here?
So I've run multi-million dollar businesses for years and years and years. Staff upwards of 250 people. Doing that, I realize it's all about balance. Mm-hmm. Without that balance, everything's going to crumble. And I feel right now we need that balance. That's why there's 13 people running.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what's your field?
Food and beverage.
Okay.
Locally, I've done it. International, mm-hmm. Hawaii, everything.
Okay. Now, were you born in the Las Vegas area?
Los Angeles.
Okay. And how long have you lived in the Las Vegas area?
Over 20 years.
Okay. So before you came to Boulder City, you lived in Las Vegas or Henderson or something?
Correct.
Okay. Great. So you're familiar with some of the issues in the metro area as a whole, as well as Boulder City?
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
Great. So, you know, in the last election, the entire city council and mayor's office was turned over, and I think I think everybody agrees that the major issue here was the slow growth ordinance. There seemed to be plans for explosive growth in Boulder City from the previous administration, but I think that's why they were turned out. What's your opinion of the slow growth ordinance in Boulder City?
I like the slow growth. I moved here because Boulder City is unique. Mm-hmm. It's smaller than Vegas and Henderson, obviously, and that's why I love it here so much. Mm-hmm. I work down on the strip. I don't want to bring it home with me.
Right.
I want to preserve our community. But in order to do that, we also have to understand that we have to move forward. Baby steps, though. Mm-hmm. Controlled growth, slow growth. We have to be progressive and move forward, but that doesn't mean expanding way beyond to where everyone doesn't know each other. We can't walk down the street and know someone anymore. So,
I think the slow growth people are talking about is mostly residential. You know, the storybook homes are being built right now with under the slow growth ordinance of what, 30 homes per developer per year.
Correct.
So they've been able to work under that. So would you be in favor of allowing developers to come in under the slow growth ordinance?
Under the slow growth, yes.
Mm-hmm. As it's
maybe we put a little note in there saying you develop a new home, it has to look like one of the tree streets, mm-hmm. something. But
right.
Let's keep our small town charm.
Sure. Okay. So there's a little confusion about the city's fiscal strategy, you know, even though, you know, there's public hearings about it and things of that nature. But, you know, there's questions whether, you know, we should be cutting taxes or raising taxes to increase services to residents. Do you fall on either side of that equation?
I don't like raising taxes. Mm-hmm. Number one is I live here. I don't want to pay higher taxes.
Right.
I think we would shoot ourselves in the foot. And what are we putting those taxes to work for? It makes no sense. Let's raise taxes, but we don't know what we're doing with that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see a list of what they're proposing,
right,
and then go from there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. One of the other issues is the city's in quite a few businesses right now. Certainly, starting with the golf courses. You know, they've been running the municipal golf course for quite a few years, and then a few years ago they built Boulder Creek. And you know, I'm still unclear whether they're losing money on those properties or not. I know they pay a management company to run them and maintain them. Do you agree with the way they've been running the courses here? Would you like to see some changes there?
I think the city's confused on if they're making money on the golf courses.
Mm-hmm.
I like how the golf courses are being run right now,
mm-hmm.
with the management company, but I do agree that they need work done on those courses. Outdated water systems, the carts need to be updated. Just a whole bunch of technology issues and things like that.
Another thing that's come up over the past couple of years has been the airport. A couple of years ago, they took over the fuel farm at the airport and took it away from a private contractor. They were getting paid a flat fee by the contractor. Now I understand they're losing money on the fuel farm. Would you think the city needs to revisit that decision?
100%. What does the city have to gain by taking control of those leases? Mm-hmm. Controlling the fuel, things like that. They don't really have any business running a private company like that. Let's lease it out. That company then can go sublease the fuel, the hangars, mm-hmm. things of that nature.
Well, the hangars are a different issue. I mean, that's been, they had a 30-year lease, and that lease expired. The owners of the hangars wanted to renew the lease, and the city just refused to do that, and has now taken over the first section of hangars where the leases have expired. Even though the owners of those hangars said we'll pay you, what you expect to make as a private operator, or if you're operating it. So that's a decision that has just impacted a few hangars now, but every year there's going to be more and more hangars. Do you think that also is a decision that needs to be revisited?
It does. What benefit is it to me as a private citizen here? What does the city get out of it? And no one can answer those basic questions. Mm-hmm. That's an issue. Let's put all the cards out on the table.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I think small business is the backbone of Boulder City. From the restaurants to the bars to the antique stores and there's a bunch of other small businesses like my own here in Boulder City. Do you think the city is encouraging small businesses enough to locate in Boulder City?
No, I really don't. Mm-hmm. There is a lot of businesses struggling, a lot of businesses that are asking for help and no one's coming forward. I know phone calls aren't being returned, emails aren't being returned, and I can only do so much right now. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the reasons I'm running. What we can do to help them, I don't know yet. I have a few ideas, but those are only ideas, and I can only do so much as a citizen here.
Right, and you don't really know what's going on until you get in there.
Correct, right. That's another problem.
Sure. And a lot of the businesses here in Boulder City are dependent upon tourism, and tourism obviously has been heavily impacted by the COVID crisis. All the citywide events have been canceled this year, like Art in the Park, Spring Jamboree, Beer Festival. Do you think the city could do more to promote those when they do come back, and maybe even add some more citywide events to the calendar?
Let's promote everything. Let's make Boulder City a huge destination. Come have your fun in our little city and then go home. It helps the whole community. I'm actually working with a company right now trying to get them to come in maybe once a month and do something in the park. Mm-hmm. It will help boost our economy, and that brings us back to the question you just asked. Mm-hmm. But people coming into town, spending money, walking around, seeing it, it helps everyone.
Absolutely. So, as I mentioned, we have a brand new council here. All the members of council are new to the government. Do you think they're doing a good job in terms of overseeing the city right now?
I think the city council is doing the best job they can do right now. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're limited due to lack of experience. Or just plain stupidity. I don't know, mm-hmm. but there's 12 people new that are running, and that speaks volumes.
Mm-hmm. So you think there's a lot of dissatisfaction with the way the city is being run right now?
Yes, 100%.
Okay. How about the policies laid down by the mayor so far? Do you agree with them?
That's a hard question. It's hard to put everything in just one little category. Mm-hmm. I disagree with some key fundamental things, and I'll just leave it at that.
Okay, great. One of the great things about living in Boulder City in the past has been utility rates were always lower than the rest of Las Vegas because we're so close to the dam. Well, that's pretty much changed now. We're almost equal to Las Vegas, and there's a lot of concern that the infrastructure of the utilities need to be repaired because they're kind of crumbling. What should we do when it comes to utility costs in Boulder City?
It's easier for me to say because I'm paying high utilities right now is lower it. And I don't know one person that wants to say, hey, let's pay more for electricity or trash or sewer. We have to look at what's being produced, where it's going, and how do we fix it. Mm-hmm. We have solar here that we're leasing our land out to, Hoover Dam, and other things in the city that's generating income to maybe hopefully lower that cost. Mm-hmm. We all, you, me, everybody in Boulder City owns a little piece of that little power company. Sure. Mm-hmm. So why are we paying more for less?
Do we know enough about the solar leases in terms of how much money that is coming to the city that we can make an evaluation whether they're fair or not?
From the last time I heard, it might be right or wrong, around $13 million a year. Mm-hmm. That might be a few years outdated. They're expanding down there. I know that. Mm-hmm. Around $13 million.
Okay, but do we know if that's actually going to the right places in the city? I mean, could we use some of that money to rebuild the infrastructure of the?
I don't know where that's going.
Yeah.
I would love to see that. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you know where it's going, but I believe in 100% transparency. Mm-hmm. And no more closed-door meetings, secret, this, that. Let's air it all out. Mm-hmm. Okay. There's no reason why things are so hush-hush. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So one of the other aspects of Boulder City that everybody loves is the historic nature of the city. We've had some bumps in the road lately. We have a historic commission, but they apparently weren't able to do enough when it came to the destruction of the old hospital, the original hospital in town, and other things have actually worked. The Browder building was really done well in terms of the company that came in and redid that as a historic building there. One of the challenges coming up, of course, is this water filtration plant, that's sitting dormant right now. The city's, has to maintain that. So do you think there's enough teeth to begin with for the Historic Commission right now?
I don't.
Yeah.
And that starts with, who are they? Mm-hmm. What do we call historic? My house was built in 52. Mm-hmm. Does that mean it's historic?
Right.
Do I have to preserve all of outside and revamp inside? What part of town is that? So let's start there. Mm-hmm. And then build on that.
Okay.
I love the new coffee store, the general store here.
Right.
It's beautiful.
Right.
They did a great job, and I'm happy with that. Mm-hmm. What are we going to put in the water building? Right. That's a big building.
Sure. Would you be open to, bidding it out, or at least having somebody request for information? Here's what I want to do with this building. So as long as they maintain the historic nature of the building, I mean, it certainly could be a brewery. With the tank, the place for the tanks is already there.
Correct. That would be wonderful.
Yeah.
Let's see that happen. It also creates jobs here.
Right. And it also takes it off the city's rolls to have to maintain.
Correct.
So we get taxes in from that as well. So how do you think the city has handled the pandemic? I've been reading some stories about other towns in Nevada, other counties in Nevada that really bristled under the restrictions that Sisolak has put the entire state under. Boulder City seems to have gone along with the governor 100%. Do you think that Boulder City could have handled it a little differently by saying, we can handle this, on our own because we know, what our town can handle?
And that's one of the reasons I'm running. Mm-hmm. Is during this pandemic, I've seen businesses close, people suffering, jobs lost. I was fortunate to find a new job after I was let go. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of people out there suffering.
Right.
And it's just not even about the businesses. It's about people. Mm-hmm. So what can we do to help them? And maybe it's because I'm on the sideline looking out onto the field and I don't see everything that's going on out there, but has anybody really asked the citizens, hey, what can I do for you?
Right.
Maybe businesses, sure. But we only have a handful of big businesses here.
Mm-hmm.
So let's ask the people, what do you guys need?
Well, to the city's credit, you know, they got some of this CARES money and they handed it out to businesses in the city rather than, you know, plowing it into the general fund.
Correct.
Yep. So, you know.
And I'm sure those businesses were thankful and mm-hmm. the employees of the businesses. But it's more than the businesses. Mm-hmm. Let's help the community.
Okay. So another issue is the pool. There's been a lot of talk about replacing the pool because it's in terrible shape. But, you know, the first suggestion was for a $40 million complex, which certainly didn't really fit Boulder City. How would you approach that issue?
First of all, I haven't been over to the pool yet. You don't want to see this in a Speedo.
Mm-hmm.
but all jokes aside, it's good for the community to have a spot where the kids and families can go hang out. All that money is a bit excessive to mm-hmm. me. I know there's a lot of large donations going into it, but millions and millions of dollars going into revamping a pool, I think that's a little silly.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be allocated to other things.
So should we study this a little more closely before we agree with what we should do?
Yes.
Okay, great. Okay, one more question. How do you think you can contribute to a better future for Boulder City and all its residents?
I believe getting my word out right now, telling everybody about myself and what I stand for, and working that way. And working with the residents here, because we're a community. Mm-hmm. We're not a dictatorship or this or that. That's why I moved here. It's a small town. The first day I moved here, people were walking into my house. Hey, I'm so-and-so.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
I never knew my neighbors for 5 years in Vegas.
Yeah, that was my experience as well.
So I want to preserve that.
Right.
Because this is my home now.
Mm-hmm.
This is a place where hopefully I can raise my kids.
Mm-hmm.
And still have that small town charm.
Great, great. Well, Christian, thanks for sitting down with us, and good luck in the referendum. And hopefully we'll talk to you again if you're in the runoff.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Boulder City Podcast and our interviews with the council candidates. We hope it helps voters in Boulder City decide on their vote in April. Early voting will open March 25th and continue until April 2nd. Then voting will be open all day on April 6th. All registered voters will receive a ballot in the mail. You can follow the directions on the ballot to vote via mail, or you can ignore it and show up to vote in person at the polls. If you're not registered to vote, you have until March 9th to do so either in person at City Hall or by mail. For more information, visit the Boulder City Government website at bcnv.org. A special thanks to Gene Widener and Tina Kluver of Boulder City Social for helping us arrange these interviews. So we'll see you next time on the Boulder City Podcast.